The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. LPL Financial is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither LPL Financial nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. The views depicted in this material are for informational purposes only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial. They should not be considered specific advice or recommendations for any individual. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2,
one. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner, Mike Bonaccorso, is a little under the weather this week, and so we're going to kick it off here on this Memorial Day weekend, and I'm going to walk you through a show here, which we've done a couple of times, sort of a best of show, if you will. And we've got so many years of content that we've got plenty of stuff that, you know, that we can run out here and keep you guys informed and up to date and what's going on. But what I want to do here for a moment is address what Memorial Day is and how important it really is to us at Wealth Management Group. And each year when we do the Memorial Day show, we definitely take some time at the beginning of the show to say thank you to all the people out there for everything that they've done for us to protect us and provide us with our liberties and our freedoms, and the people who sacrificed it all and, you know, provided us with this great country that we live in, and that gives us, because of their sacrifices and because of what they've done, gives us the ability to have holiday weekends like this, and gives Mike and I the ability to come on the air and be on the radio and talk to you guys, and gives us all the opportunity to be out there in the world and choosing our freedoms and choosing what we get to do and living in the greatest country that exists in this entire world. Because when you really do take the time and you think about it, everybody wants to come to the United States. And the reason they want to come to the United States is because it is the best country in the world. And it wouldn't be the best country in the world if it weren't for the men and women who have sacrificed everything for us over the years so that we could have this great country. And we want to let you know how much, you know, we appreciate it and how very thankful we are for those people. And that's something that's, you know, very important to us at Wealth Management Group. And each year we come out and we say, people will say happy Memorial Day. And the reality is, it, in our opinion here at Wealth Management Group, it's a thankful Memorial Day, not a happy Memorial Day. There's nothing really happy about it. But what it does give us is the opportunity to pay homage, if you will, to the people who have given it all, so that we do have the ability to have our barbecues and get together and have the, I know it's not summertime, but it's the unofficial kickoff of summertime here for us. And where we live, there's so many businesses down at the New Jersey Shore that are dependent upon summertime revenue and summertime business. And Memorial Day is early this year, so it gives all those businesses another week of extra, you know, potential, you know, business to do out there. So we hope that everybody has an enjoyable weekend, but also takes some time to be thankful and remember all the people out there, those of you who you don't even know, that have given it all for us so that we can do the things that we do and do the things that we enjoy, and so that we can have the financial freedoms that we have and the financial liberties that we have in this country. And, you know, it really, really is a tremendous opportunity. And Mike and I come out here each week and we talk to you about financial stuff. And what we want to do is we want to talk to you and give you ideas to help you move forward in your financial life, to accomplish your goals and objectives and get the things done that you want to get done in your life for you, your family, your children, whoever it is that you're financially responsible for, and whatever it is that you want to do. And a lot of times when we come on the show, we talk about mistakes, I guess, for lack of a better word, that we see people make to try to help you avoid making those same mistakes, because the mistakes are typically more costly than beneficial of taking risks of some sort of aggressive investment or anything of that. You'll never hear us talk about that on the air here. So I just want to bring that to your attention. And I do want to wish everybody a thankful and enjoyable Memorial Day weekend. And we're going to play some segments of the show here coming up. But before we do, I want to let you guys know of something very exciting that we've just scheduled and we have coming up. And I couldn't wait to tell you guys about it. But on June 12th, at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River, New Jersey, you're going to have the opportunity to come out and join us and be part of our live studio audience as we record a show. You can come out and you can sit with us and be part of our live audience and watch Mike and I actually record a show, be part of the show. We're going to engage the audience in the show while we do it. It's going to be a great time. You can see what goes down, how it really happens when we do the show. And we're going to do it, you know, right in front of you guys. So if you would like to come out, we'd love for you to come out and do this and join us. It's going to be on Wednesday, June 12th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. We're going to kick it off at 6 o'clock. You need to call the office and, you know, as you can imagine, you need to make a reservation for the evening. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a good time. We want to have you come out. So pick the phone up and give a call. It's 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. And, you know, make a reservation. Seating is limited, so, you know, we have to know you're coming. But it's going to be a lot of fun. You'll get to see us actually do this. You'll be part of the studio audience. If you want to participate, you can. If you don't want to participate and you just want to watch, that's fine too. But we want to invite you to come out and do this. We've done it once or twice in the past, and it's always a good time if people like it. We're going to cover Social Security. We're going to cover retirement readiness inside of there. Probably talk about some tax-sensitive ideas as well. It's going to be a really, really fun show. So come on out. You got a call to register. The number is 855-262-3722. We hope that you come out and you join us on June 12th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. So I'm going to put together a show here for you guys that's going to bring you a lot of value, and we hope that you enjoy it and take advantage of the opportunities that we talk about here and the things that we want to make sure that you know that we think that you should address in your financial life. So again, have a very, very good Memorial Day weekend and enjoy the show.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what's important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air for 25 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're taking some time and listening to the show here and joining us. Mike and I come out here, you know, and each week, and we try to put together some good ideas and some good things to get you to think a little bit and pay attention to what's going on in your financial life to see if we can help you get going in the right direction. And we don't want to remind you, you're always available to come on in and sit down with us. The number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. And, you know, come on in for a complimentary consultation. There's no cost or obligation. We would like to meet you and see if we can help. Hey, Mike, you know what I want to talk about is, and we've spoken about this in the past, a lot of people out there have accumulated money for retirement in some sort of vehicle, whether it's an individual retirement account, a 401k, a 403b, you know, whatever it is, they've accumulated some money for retirement, and they've got money there, and they think that they're, you know, they're in good shape, and many people are in good shape. But there's a difference between having retirement money and having a retirement income in place, right? There's a difference between that. And what we used to say, if you remember this back on the show a while ago, we really want to be the difference makers for people. You know, when you think about it, there's a difference between lots of things in life, right? There's a difference between taking money and putting it into an investment, and there's a difference between having an actual investment strategy and plan in place, right? There's a difference between, you know, doing things and doing things the right way. And what we want to try to do is be the difference maker for you and try to help you have not just some money accumulated for retirement, but a retirement income to support your lifestyle and do the things that you want to do.
Yeah, absolutely, Doug. And great point. And so many people have put money away and build up some sort of a retirement account. But the trick always becomes, okay, I've spent basically a lifetime doing that. And it's, you know, you're used to it, right? I put the money away, whether it be in my 401k every paycheck, or every year my IRA, when I see the accountant, I make my deposit. Now comes the time of retirement, and how do I turn that into income to help me sustain my life? How do I make that last me a lifetime? Because I think the number one fear out there, every time I speak to somebody, you know, a client or whatever, is their fear is, am I going to outlive my money? And I think that question is becoming more and more prevalent now, Doug, because we're all living a lot longer, and people are, that's on their mind. They're, you know, hey, this guy just lived to 98. This person just lived to 95. What happens to me? I'm 70 now. If I live to 98, is my money going to stand the test of time? Then you throw in a bad market along the way, and people really get fearful. So how do I take my retirement wealth, my retirement accounts, call it as you may, and how do I make this last me a lifetime through with retirement income?
Well, you know, that's the tricky part, Mike, you know, yeah. And that's the part that you shouldn't try to do on your own. You know, it's like saying, okay, my car needs a new transmission. Am I going to try and pull this off and do it myself? I mean, I suppose you could, and it may end up, you know, being less money, but it may end up being more costly. So, you know, it's not something that you want to go at and try to do on your own. Now, the thing is, and one of the problems that we run into this show, Mike, is that we know that there's no one-size-fits-all solution for everybody out there, right? It really is a case-by-case scenario for each and every person out there. I know it would be a lot sexier if we could just get on a roll and start talking about a certain financial product or a certain financial strategy or technique. But listen, prescription without diagnosis is malpractice in any business, and the financial planning business certainly isn't any different. So what it takes is sitting down and going over your situation and your circumstance, and then having us look at the options that are out there for you and show you and say, listen, we understand your circumstance. And let's just make up a hypothetical circumstance, Mike, because this one that I'm going to say here is very common. You don't need any money today. Okay, we get that. You're 70 years old, you're 71 years old, you don't need any money out of your retirement right now. So you've got these monies, you got these dollars sitting in, you know, accounts someplace, and you don't necessarily need to take money out to support your lifestyle. maybe you want to take money out at periodically to go on a vacation or buy something with, but having it for the purpose of supplying you with additional, you know, money every single month to live your lifestyle currently isn't necessary in this circumstance I'm talking about right now, right? But one thing I can probably promise you, and if you just take a look at what's going out here today, going on here in today's society, inflation's going to get you. And now what we got to do is say, okay, we get it. We know that you don't need the money today, but are you set up for tomorrow? And are you set up for 5 years from now? And that's an error that a lot of people are making out there. They're not thinking into the future because we're in an immediate society these days, right? Oh, how's it impact me today? But the smart people, the successful people, worry about how it's going to impact them tomorrow.
Right. And you know, Doug, and when you're planning your retirement and trying to make the money last a lifetime and figuring out your retirement income, a couple of things people fail to recognize is what you just said is, one is inflation.
Yep.
Two is they're healthy now, but medical costs down the road. They fail to recognize taxation a lot of times. And then the other big one that they fail to recognize is we're okay now, my wife and I, because we're both alive. There's two Social Security checks, you know, coming through the door, or there's a pension. And as long as I'm alive, but when something happens to one of the partners, then what happens to the income stream? Is it going to be sustainable for the other person or be plentiful, for lack of better words, for the person that's left here? And a lot of times people fail to calculate that, you know, and that's a big one, right? It's not just, hey, how are we today? It's what you said. It's down the road when inflation, other things, medical, then it's also death you have to deal with.
Sure. And, you know, so for the length of time that Mike and I have been dealing with these people, and it's over a quarter of a century now dealing with people, right, and helping you in these circumstances, we see both ends of the spectrum, right? We see people who do all the right stuff, follow it along, and let us plan and, you know, help them with some strategies and all that stuff. And then we see people who just neglect it and don't think about it. And one of the things that worries me is that the widow or the widower who's left behind and suddenly needs a dramatic lifestyle, it's bad enough that somebody died, okay? That's bad enough. But now if there's financial stress on top of it, that's terrible. So what we want to do is we want to make sure that retirement income doesn't just mean what's happening with the money I accumulated at work in a 401k, a 403b, or I did on my own in an individual retirement account. It's much more than that.
Yeah.
It's coordinating, to your point, Mike. If somebody is fortunate enough to have a pension, what are the options that we made for Social Security? You know, I told you last week, right? I said to you, hey, listen, here's the Social Security projection I'm doing for a client of ours right now. Different options and different ideas of money to take and when to take it. That's so important on what to do right now for the longevity of financial solvency for whoever lives the longest.
Yeah, and one of the problems is, Doug, right? So when it comes to retirement income, Social Security, sometimes people make bad decisions because they live in the now. They want that more money now. Greed kind of takes over a little bit, mm-hmm. and they're not thinking about the back end. What happens when one check goes away, when somebody passes away? Then when it comes to pension, same thing. Oh, if I choose this one, I get the most right now.
Right.
I want the most. I worked for it. I want it. Well, what happens when you pass away? And our experience, right? We've seen people make mistakes and say, hey, you know, I chose this on my pension when they come to meet us, or I already did this with my Social Security. And you and I always tell clients, if we can, if we start working with them before their pension, before the Social Security, let's measure three times before we cut. Let's
right.
not just make a rash decision here and say, hey, I already did this, because you can't reverse them. Once you choose your pension, once you choose your Social Security, you're locked in. That's a financial decision that's done.
I got to say.
What?
For somebody who's openly admits on this radio show that he is not handy, measure three times before you cut. I like it. Seriously, joking around and laughing, right? Because Mike and I joke around with each other. Like, we have a lot of fun. Great analogy, Mike. Great analogy. Right? I mean, when you select your Social Security or your pension, for that matter, it's a once-in-a-lifetime selection.
Yeah.
Right? You can't, You're not going to Home Depot to buy a new, you know, a new 2x4 because you cut it at the wrong length, right?
Yep.
It needs to be done in, you know, in that fashion, and it really is the right thing to do. And you know, you told me the other day about a client that you were talking to that basically insisted on taking his Social Security early, but you know, has gotten not great medical information recently. And we were talking about it in the office, and we're like, you know, told him not to start it then, you know, but kind of did. And you know, and listen, fingers are crossed, and you know, and hopefully he's going to be fine. But the reality of the situation is people still make these decisions, Mike. Mm. And we got to try our best to help them and to understand why you don't want to do it. In many cases, and this is not a blanket statement, but in many cases, delaying Social Security is a smart thing for people to do if they can afford to do it. That bump up that you get each year from delaying your Social Security is significant. One day, you know what we ought to do? We ought to calculate out, and because we could figure this out, what does that bump up equate to an increase of asset value that you need to accomplish to do the same thing? Know what I'm saying? Like if you have, I'm just making up a number, if you have, you know, $500,000 now and it can give you 4%, it could pay you $20,000, right? And that was your Social Security. But if you delay your Social Security to the next year, that goes up to, I don't know, $23,000. How much more money would your assets have to grow to do that same exact thing, right? And we should calculate that out and say, okay, for all things to be considered equal here, this is what would have to happen.
Well, and you know, and the other thing too, Doug, is with Social Security choosing to take it at the earliest age, there's quite a steep reduction as it's like a ladder as it climbs up to full retirement age. And pensions, a lot of ways, are very like that, right? There's decisions that have to be made about more or less.
Right.
And a lot of it has to be, what are you willing to trade away for the future? You know, and these are tough decisions. You know, it's unfortunately, you know, when it comes to money, people have different stages of mind, if you will. You know, mm-hmm. there's I want it now, or I want the max now, and or I want to, you know, I'll take it down the road. And they make decisions based on where they're at mentally, and that's not always the right answer. Sometimes you need somebody to sit with you, somebody like Doug and I, and say, okay, let's talk through this, let's go through the numbers, here's the pros and the cons, make your decision, right? I mean, at the end of the day, that's what we do.
Yeah, you know, and one of the things is that I love about or what we do and how we do it is the fact that, you know, spinning back to how we started this segment of the show here, is that we really want to, you know, we want to help make a, you know, a positive difference in your life. And we want to be that difference maker, you know, but I'm going to come back to it again. I'm going to say, and if you think about this, folks, and just, you know, listen to what I'm saying for a second, I'm pretty sure that most of you are going to agree with me, is that there is a difference between accumulating and saving money for retirement and actually having a retirement income strategy in place. There's a difference between, you know, those two things right there. That what does that pot of money do for you at the end of the day? And if it doesn't do anything for you, what's it going to do for your heirs after, you know, after you're not here anymore? It needs to be dealt with. And for many people nowadays, their home and their retirement accounts are their two biggest assets that they have in life. And you got to live in your home. Yeah, I guess you could, you know, some people do sell their home and downsize, but you got to live someplace, right? So your home typically isn't going to provide you with income. So what are you going to do? And let us be the difference maker for you when it comes to your, you know, retirement income. And that's what we're here for. So you're welcome to have a complimentary consultation with us. There's no cost or obligation, folks. You just got to pick up the phone and give us a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. And, you know, just to remind you, you know, we've got offices and meeting facilities, you know, throughout the state, as well as we'll make house calls if you'd like a house call. We're current if you want to do a virtual meeting. You know, we could do whatever's best for you, but we really want to sit down and get together with you and explore your entire circumstance and see what is the best thing for you. Do you need income today? Do you need income in 2 years? Do you need income in 10 years? Do you never need income off of these assets? And now it's, you know, completely an inheritance strategy, an inheritance play. Whatever your circumstance is, we've got strategies and techniques that we've been using that tend to benefit people in these circumstances.
Absolutely.
Anything you want to add here, Michael?
No, Doug, I think we covered it pretty well.
Yeah, I think so, too. And again, folks, I want to urge you to pick up the phone and give a call. 855-262-3722. That number, again, is 855-262-3722. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and you know, let's schedule a time to get together and see if we can help you make sure that your retirement is all set up and ready to go. And we want to be, you know, want to be here in your corner for you, fighting for you. So we're going to hop to a break. And we will be right back, folks. Hey, everybody. Mike and I have a very exciting thing to tell you about and to invite you to. Would you like to come and be part of the live studio audience to watch us do a Your Financial Future show and get to see behind the curtain of what goes on when we do the show? We would love to have you come out and join us. We're going to do a recording on June the 12th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Come on down, 6 o'clock, live studio audience. You can be part of the show. You don't have to be part of the show if you don't want to. You can just see, like I said, behind the curtains and see what's going on. That night, we're going to talk about Social Security. We're going to talk about retirement readiness. And we're probably going to talk about some tax strategies and some tax ideas as well, and get you guys involved in the show to the extent that you want to be involved. So what you need to do is pick up the phone and give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick up the phone. You need to make a reservation. It's going to be June 12th. Come out and be part of the live studio audience and watch and see how it all goes down when we do the show Your Financial Future. And we want to have you come out and join us. It's going to be a great night. We're going to have a nice dinner for you guys. Just, you got to call and pick up the phone, 855-262-3722, to be part of the live studio audience of Your Financial Future. And the topics for the evening are going to be Social Security, retirement readiness, and probably some tax ideas as well. So pick up the phone and give a call, 855-262-3722, to reserve your spot for June 12th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River, New Jersey.
If you're like many people, you know that you should really be working with a financial professional to help take care of your money. But if you are like many people, you simply don't know who to turn to or what to even discuss when it comes to your money. This is why you should call Wealth Management Group. You see, the two guys you're listening to on this radio show right now aren't just radio show hosts. They actually work with people like us to help with our money. These guys have been helping people for over 30 years with various financial topics, depending on what is important to each client. So this is what we need to ask ourselves. Are we doing what we need to do with our money? Do we know if what we have is right for us? Are we doing the best things for our family? Wouldn't it be a good idea to sit down with Wealth Management Group and talk with one of the guys? Pick up the phone and give a call to 855-262-3722 to schedule a time to meet. Wealth Management Group has offices in Clark, Toms River, and Florham Park. They make house calls too. Give a call right now. You'll be glad you did. 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad you're investing some of your time. And Mike, I really think that it's high time for us to hop back in here and review and rediscuss the different types of retirement income strategies people could have. Because, listen, I'm going to tell you, I spoke to somebody this week again, and they're like, well, I guess my retirement, you know, plan here is, you know, put off a little bit. You know, somebody who was, you know, recently considering coming on board. And you know, I said, all right, you know, that may be so now. You know, you didn't have a plan in place and you haven't come on board. We haven't implemented the plan yet. I mean, I got to figure this out for you here, but that might be so. You're your objective of leaving at the end of this year may now be in jeopardy.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's, you know, that's why, you know, when it comes to retirement planning, obviously, you know, when you're retired, the plan has to kick into gear, but you got to have the plan ready to kick into gear. And we've always said to clients, and we've talked about our own personal clients, that a plan in place for years, and they would come in and revisit, and we'd be like, okay, do the math again. You're good. Okay, right. You're good. Or we had some folks along the way that were doing the, hey, I'm worried about my job. I may be losing my job. I may be losing my job for 5, 6, 7 years. And it was always, you're good, you're good, you're good. You know, when you leave, you're good. So, you know, the retirement planning's not, I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, doing it is better than not doing it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not discouraging that. But you have to be, get out in front on it.
And, well, here's where a lot of people go wrong, Mike, is that they think that merely saving money in a work 401k, for example, mm-hmm. a 403b if you mm-hmm. work at a school, whatever your retirement thing, they think that saving money in there is a retirement strategy. It is not.
It's a partial strategy.
I don't even think it's a partial strategy.
Well, you have to save.
You have to save, right. You know, it's an important part of the equation, but it's not really a strategy. And that's where so many people are going wrong. And I know a lot of you right now listening, this applies to you. Listen, I've been in a business since 1991. I know how you guys behave out there, right? And I know why. And that's why we're successful and we're here, is because we bring solutions to these circumstances. But that's not, in our opinion, a smart way to go about doing it. Because there's three types of retirement incomes, right, Mike? There's an asset-based retirement income, there's an income-based retirement income, and there's a hybrid-based retirement income, which is a combination of the two. Mm-hmm. So most people out there, unfortunately, are in the asset-based retirement world, if you will. And that is hands down the most volatile, the most nerve-wracking, the most stressful of all of the strategies, if you ask me.
Well, yeah, because why? Let's tell the folks why. Because inevitably when you retire, you need a retirement income stream that you could put your head on the pillow every night and not worry about what's going on in the economy, the world, go about your business every day. That's right. How we try to do it for our clients, right? We want you to have a strong retirement income plan in place and just go about your business and not worry about the markets up, down, the Fed chairman said this, whatever. And when it's asset-based, it's what you said, right, Doug? So it's like, okay, I'm putting money into my 401k, I'm putting money wherever into IRAs, but it's not creating an income stream for you. Where an income-based retirement is easier than the asset-based, Doug, if I may advance along, because an income base may be, hey, Doug, I'm retiring. I have a pension.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have my Social Security, you know. So you get it, folks. It's the retirement income's there for you when you hit a certain age. Okay. It's going to kick into gear. I'm going to start collecting my pension. Asset base does not have that.
Right. And what asset based means, folks, is that you have an account or a couple of accounts, whatever, that you've accumulated some money in, and you're going to make withdrawals off of that account to live your life mm-hmm. for as long as you live. And I equate this, the analogy I always like to use is that, you know, you're in the car and you're driving the car and the gas needle goes down, right? And when you're in that asset-based world, it's like watching the gas needle go down and go down and go down, and there's never a gas station available. And then you start to panic, right? Who hasn't been in the car when that needle's gone below a quarter of a tank? You don't know where the next gas station is. And you don't tell me that stress level doesn't pick up inside of that car right there.
Sure. Absolutely.
Well, the same thing holds true in your retirement life. If all of a sudden you're driving along and, you know, in retirement world, and you're taking money out of your retirement accounts, when that thing goes empty, that's the end of the game. You're out of gas. And that's the most stressful retirement, I think, that we see people try to live. Now, that was kind of, that type of retirement plan, Mike, was kind of forced upon people when they started taking pension plans away. Because previously, in old school generations, it was an income-based retirement plan. People went to work. They didn't have 401ks and all that at work. They went to work. They put their time in. Their company told them, you're going to get a pension when you retire. You're going to get Social Security. Those are checks that are guaranteed to come through the door. And then whatever else you have is extra.
Yeah.
Well, for the majority of society now, that doesn't exist anymore, right? So what we do for our clients and what we think is the best is somewhere in between both of those, what we call the hybrid strategy, where we know we've got a guaranteed level of certain number of income coming through the door every single month that we know is going to stay there for the rest of your life. Plus, we also have other assets we can go and get our hands on if we want to do something fun.
Yeah. And Doug, what it is the other thing, too, is I call that like transitional, okay, in that if you're asset-based, you can transition to that hybrid. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
If you're income-based and you're saying, hey, Mike, and I'll just give a fake profession, you know, I'm a police officer, I'm a teacher, I have a very strong pension, mm-hmm. you know, I'm going to get Social Security. We try to get out in front with you and say, yeah, okay, but we got to build some pots of money, some you know, grab money, if you'll not, that's building. So the third phase is really, it's transitional. And how do I get there? So if I'm in one of the other two areas, I need to transition over to number three.
Yeah, we and that's a great point that you had there, Mike, because there's been plenty of times when we've worked with people such as government workers or police officers, like you said, or teachers who have done a poor job of saving money.
Doug, you know, I'm going to tell you something. Cases I've sat on and new folks I've met more often than not where I've said to them, hey, and they're younger, your retirement's fabulous. You're great. Really? But here's where we're weak. And
right.
then it's like the light goes on. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. We are weak. You know, we got to focus building pots here.
Yeah, we need both, right? So to the best we can. And then just think about this, folks. So just think about how you would feel if you let us design a hybrid retirement income strategy for you. So you know you've got X amount of dollars coming through the door every single month, no questions asked. Mm. And then you know you've got this extra pot of money sitting over on the side in case you want to do something a little extra. Maybe you want to give the grandkids something. Maybe you want to buy your grandson a new baseball bat, you know, buy your granddaughter some ballet outfit, whatever, you know, it is that you want to do.
Hey, you want to go on that cruise?
Right.
You know,
and you've got that set up. Now, the person in the asset-based plan where they don't have those guaranteed streams of income coming through the door, and every time they take money out of the bank, they see the gas, you know, the gas needle go down there. Well, maybe you're not going to be so apt to be as generous as you wanted to be or do the things for yourself that you wanted to do because, well, why? Because you're worried about 10 years from now when you don't have any more money coming through the door.
Yeah,
and that's a problem.
And Doug, I just want to point out for that asset base, these are the periods, 2022, when the market's really taking a hit that, forget spending it down. The market's taking it down for you. That's where you hear folks, everybody can relate to this. You know, don't do that now. We can't do that remodeling to the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's not go on that vacation. I mean, we're getting killed here in the market.
Right. Yep. Or you have to turn around and say, I guess I can't retire at the end of this year like I originally wanted to. You know? So, folks, what we want to do and why we're talking about these things is that we want you to come and sit down with us and let us look at your overall circumstance and situation and see if we can design a nice hybrid retirement income stream for you and a nice retirement income strategy for you to maybe give you the best of both worlds. You know, specifically if you're living in the asset-based world right now and you're sweating it and you're nervous, like, let's talk. There's no downside in coming in and having a meeting and going over this with us.
No, I agree, Doug. And that's really, you know, again, as I said to you, Doug, one or two, wherever you fall or wherever you're going to plan, let's get you transitioned over. Let's get you set up. And that's where you want to be.
Yeah. And, you know, there's never a downside. There's never a bad time to do it. So what you need to do is, like we tell you every week, is pick up the phone and give us a call. The number's 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick the phone up, give us a call. we would love to meet you. There's no cost or obligation to come in and sit down and talk to us. And, you know, we can spend 45 minutes or an hour together, have what may be a very transformational conversation for you. You may leave there right then and there with some suggestions or some ideas to say, okay, I can do this. And you want to know something? It's going to it's going to be better for us in the long run.
And Doug, I just want to point out, because sometimes we help people identify themselves. Oh, yeah, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never wrong or too late to do some planning or do some work to improve
your
situation. Because sometimes people say, that's me, and they freeze. You know what I'm saying? So if it is you, it's do something for yourself.
Absolutely. So again, folks, the number is 855-262-3722. Pick the phone up. Give a call. Let's schedule a time to get together. Reminder for you guys, we have offices in Clark, New Jersey, and Parsippany, New Jersey, Martinsville, Toms River, meeting facility in Manasquan. We're old school. We'll come to the home if you'd like. We're modern day. We could do a virtual appointment. Whatever's best for you, but we're here to help you. And, you know, this show's been on the air for, I think we're going on our 27th year now. So, you know, it's a long time. Yes. We've been helping people do this for a long, long time. So, you know, let us help you.
Yeah.
Anything you want to add here?
No, that's, I mean, you know, I think it was very, very, very important topic we talked about this week.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. So, all right, we're going to hop to a break. When we come back, we'll talk about what we've been up to lately and different conversations we've been having with clients and prospective clients. So we will be right back, folks. Hey, everybody. Mike and I have a very exciting thing to tell you about and to invite you to. Would you like to come and be part of the live studio audience to watch us do a Your Financial Future show and get to see behind the curtain of what goes on when we do the show? We would love to have you come out and join us. We're going to do a recording on June the 12th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River. Come on down, 6 o'clock. Live studio audience, you can be part of the show. You don't have to be part of the show if you don't want to. You can just see, like I said, behind the curtains and see what's going on. That night, we're going to talk about Social Security. We're going to talk about retirement readiness. And we're probably going to talk about some tax strategies and some tax ideas as well and get you guys involved in the show to the extent that you want to be involved. So what you need to do is pick up the phone and give a call. 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick up the phone. You need to make a reservation. It's going to be June 12th. Come out and be part of the live studio audience and watch and see how it all goes down when we do the show Your Financial Future. And we want to have you come out and join us. It's going to be a great night. We're going to have a nice dinner for you guys. Just, you got to call and pick up the phone, 855-262-3722. To be part of the live studio audience of Your Financial Future. And the topics for the evening are going to be Social Security, retirement readiness, and probably some tax ideas as well. So pick up the phone and give a call, 855-262-3722, to reserve your spot for June 12th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River, New Jersey. All right, folks, welcome back and hope that you're enjoying the show here. And Mike, I want to I know we touched on it a little bit lately, and I want to go into it a little deeper here now, because I've had a couple of people who listen to the show ask if we would go a little deeper into what our thought processes and what our ideas are of microeconomics versus macroeconomics, because, and what the person said to me was, those words, they, you know, they sound so big. So, you know, what do you guys mean? What do you really mean? Can you take some time and dive into that a little bit here and really, you know, explain to people so that they can get their arms around it? And I said, great idea. We've done it plenty of times in the past, and I think it's high time that we spent a little more time getting into the details of it here and, you know, what it really means. So,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, you know, We touch on it often.
Right.
Okay. And I think it's time for a little refresher course,
mm-hmm.
if you will. And like you said, I think the words are a little intimidating.
Yes.
Microeconomics, macroeconomics.
They sound like, oh boy, this is an economics course and I don't understand this stuff.
Took them both.
Right.
You know, in college. So, I mean, yeah, that's where you probably, if you heard of it, that's where you probably got your first, you know, hearing of it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we need to talk about it. And it's a lot like, Doug, when we say estate planning,
mm-hmm.
right? It's kind of intimidating, a little big. I kind of put that in the same folder. So why don't we boil it down? Why don't we just, as we always do, break it down into very simple terms?
Yep.
And let's get into it.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing to do. And one of the things that I want to start off, I want to start with macro.
Good.
Okay, and macro means big, right, folks? Yep. So let's get that out of the big economic picture. Well, most people, most of you out there, probably shouldn't spend a whole heck of a lot of time worrying about macroeconomics. But from my conversations with people out there, I feel as though you spend more time worrying about that than you really ought to. And so let's start in the big picture, Mike. Macroeconomics, that whole thing. As far as we're concerned, what falls into that category that people should, you know, understand it's what we're talking about, but it's what we should pay attention to more than what they should pay attention to? So I'll start. First thing I want to bring is interest rates. The Federal Reserve with interest rates. You'll hear all over the place. What's the Fed doing? Oh, the Federal Reserve adjusted interest rates. At the end of the day, it will trickle down to you, but it doesn't mean a lot to you on the macro level. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing that Mike or I can do about it either. But I see people getting hung up on it and worried about it all the time.
Yeah. And, you know, you can't control it. The Fed has their meeting. They decide what's going to happen with rates. Whatever they decide flows down to the banks, right? And that's when you may hear, oh, the Fed raised interest rates, and then you hear mortgage rates went up at the bank. So in essence, it's dealt with and done on a macro level, a high-end level, government level, and it has to trickle down into the eventually, it'll get to micro.
Mm-hmm.
How much are you paying for that new house you just bought? What's your mortgage rate? That's where it affects you. Or how much money are you getting? How much interest are you getting paid on that CD that you have at the bank?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not developed on the micro level. It's decided on the macro level,
yep.
which flows to the micro side.
100%. And we'll get to that end
yeah.
of it, right?
Yep.
The other, one of the other macro things, Mike, and we talk about this all the time, is the unemployment number.
Yeah, and you know, here we go, right? You know, and I'll just make up a number. You'll hear today, job creation was this, and unemployment's at 4%.
Right.
Doug and I have been on this show for 25 years, and we always say, well, in your household, assuming that you're married,
mm-hmm.
right, it's either 100% employed, 50% employed, or 0%, right? So that's like saying a husband and wife both work, they're both working, they're 100% employed.
You'd have to have a gigantic family for your family to potentially be 4% unemployed.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But the point being is that on a household level, on a micro level, on a macro level, it's the entire country.
Right.
How many people are unemployed? How many people, you know, they do their thing. And then on the micro side, it's 150 or zero.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's basically it. Right. So I hear it. You hear it. You know, oh, the unemployment. OK, you're right. It's important to me and Mike when we're making recommendations to you with financial instruments and financial recommendations and that kind of stuff. But it's not something you can control. So don't focus on it.
Sure.
Another thing. Tax rates. We hear people all the time. What's, you know, I'm worried about taxes. So are we. Again, nothing you can do about it. You cannot control the tax rates for the country. Nothing you're going to do about it, or the state that we live in. Nothing you're going to do about it.
Yeah. And, you know, again, you know, we don't control it. But again, when you start boiling it down to the micro side, it's what are you doing in a sense of, you know, do you have to take your RMDs out? Do you have to Are you in tax-free or taxable investments? There's all sorts of things.
Let me ask you a question, because this is something we've talked about in the past. What's an RMD?
Required minimum distribution.
Okay, people don't know our acronyms, right?
Right.
So we have to, you know, we got to make sure that we explain that. Right. And when you're 72 years old, you're forced to take money out of your retirement accounts.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. So again, it's something that it's dealt with on a macro level that you can't control. They raise interest rates, they raise capital gains, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But on the micro side, you can control when it boils down into your specific home and your investments and your job and what have you.
Right. 100% correct. So those are some real, you know, macro examples. And we just want you to understand where we're coming from, because now I want to spend more time, Mike, on the micro, because this is what's really important. Now, micro, small, so micro, you know, meaning the economics of your household, of your family, if you're, you know, what goes on inside of the four walls of wherever it is that you live.
Right.
That's what's of critical importance. So let's spend some time talking about that and things that fall into the micro category that people should pay attention to. And one of the things is I'll start off with is what we were just talking about, taxation. What is happening to the taxation of your dollars coming through your door on a frequency basis of which money comes in? Weekly, every 2 weeks, once a month, however often money comes through the door. What's going on in the tax situation inside of your house?
Yeah, and the question is, are you being the most prudent that you can mm-hmm. when it comes to taxation and taking all prudent necessary measures to pay the lowest effective tax rate possible?
Right. You know, and listen, Mike and I were not CPAs, and, you know, we should, you know, remind you of that. And, you know, when it comes to tax stuff, we're going to want to consult your tax advisor as well. But it's something that we need to pay attention to when we're looking at the overall of what's going on inside of my house. At the end of the day, Mike, the objective is to keep as much of your money as you can, I would believe.
Yeah. And if I may, I'm going to kind of jump around here a little bit. But I think one of the biggest issues on the micro level, and possibly a lot of it, you know, how much money are you keeping from taxes, et cetera, is cash flow.
Yeah.
I believe cash flow may be the most important thing on a micro level.
I agree with you. We've said years and years, folks, on the show here that we believe that one of the biggest creators of financial stress or anxiety is lack of appropriate cash flow through the door. And one of the relievers of financial stress and anxiety is sufficient cash flow coming through the door. We've said it over and over again. How many of you agree with us is that it's our belief that you could have zero assets sitting in a bank or savings or anything like that, but as long as you had more money coming through the door every month than is your, you know, lifestyle needs, you could live a happy life.
Yeah, and the creation of this cash flow on a micro level comes from various factors, right? One is we touched on employment or unemployment, however you want to look at it,
yep.
right? And you could say, okay, well, we're both husband, wife, again, example, we're both working. Okay, so we're getting max cash flow from the jobs. What are the investments doing? What is the taxation? How much is taxation biting mm-hmm. out there? These are just some of the elements that create the final answer of what's my cash flow on a monthly, weekly, monthly, annual basis.
Right. And you know what the other thing is, Mike, is, and listeners out there, the thing is where I think that we bring a lot of value is understanding how to apply the macro issues to the micro situation. Really, that's what you have us for, in my opinion. You know, it's like, okay, you know, with the markets doing this in this circumstance, that's macro. You can't control that. But what should we do inside of our microeconomic situation, inside of our personal financial life, to make sure that we're positioned in an appropriate way under certain circumstances? You know, Mike, are we in an increasing interest rate environment? Are we in a decreasing interest rate environment? Are we in a strong market environment? Are we in a weak market environment? And what needs to be done inside of our own personal microfinancial situation to give us the best opportunities during those macros? And that's where the disconnect comes for a lot of people, Mike. They'll understand what's going on in the big picture, but they don't know how to take advantage or apply those circumstances to their overall situation. And that's where we come into play.
Absolutely. And if I may, Doug, if we have time.
We have time.
Okay. Another one I want to talk about, macro and micro, that we haven't touched on yet, is debt.
Mm.
Okay. On the macro level, we all hear we're in the U.S., the government's into, you know, we're trillions of dollars in the hole. And,
right.
you know, we owe all this money. And what are we going to do about the deficit? And we spend too much. Well, micro level is really, really where that's the big glaring thing.
Like sure.
There's a detach, if you will, okay, in that, okay, so the government's in a hole, trillions of dollars. And yes, there's some things that do trickle down that affect us on a micro side. But the biggest thing is, what is your debt?
Yeah, and Mike, where if I may add to what you said, which was very accurate and well said, is that also the other part that comes into that equation is interest rates, right? Interest rates. We say we can't control the interest rates. We have no control over them. But they're so critically important to our micro-personal financial life. It's really because it's paying for what you want to, you know, what you have. And one of the most important things is to pay as little as you can to receive the maximum value for what you're purchasing. So the easiest thing and the most common thing for people to understand is a home ownership. And if you have a mortgage, you know, you want to pay as little for that, you know, expense to borrow money as you possibly can. Yet it's not uncommon still, Mike, that I see people coming through the door that are still sitting with 5.5%, 5% mortgage rates. And, you know, it's, you have to have the conversation, you know, does this make sense to, you know, look at doing a refinance on this? And in some circumstances, people are comfortable paying it. That's where people get lazy. They're comfortable. I can make that payment. It's not a problem. Okay, fine. I understand it's not a problem. But why don't we see if we can't shave 5 years off of, you know, the obligation here? 2 years off, 1 year off, 10 years off. Who knows? It's a numbers thing.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, Doug, is that, you know, for the folks that are listening and they don't have any debt, the house is paid off, they don't have credit cards, mm-hmm. no loans, whatever. Well, you just, on the micro side, blocked out a huge thing that's a major effect on the macro side.
Sure.
Right? I mean, we hear about it all the time. The deficit. You know, raise taxes, the deficit. At least on the micro side, in your little company, your mm-hmm. your own little country, if you will, for lack of better words, zero.
Yeah.
Not hurt, not affected by it.
Not affected by it. But where's the opposite side come in now for that person with interest rate, Mike? Those people may be saving money into a bank account. Or some other place where they're getting, you know, some sort of interest credited to their funds. Well, are you doing the appropriate thing to make sure you're getting the most interest that you can get? We're seeing that mistake all over the place, too, you know, right now. And listen, we're in such a low interest rate environment right now. You got to make sure that you're getting the best you can.
Yeah.
You know, so, folks, these are some areas. And this is where, you know, we try to bring value to you is sitting down and saying, you know, inside of, you know, your household, how can we help make sure that you as the CEO of this little financial company called your own family or your own household, how are you, you know, taking, what approach are you taking to all these different issues? And that's where we want to try to bring value, you know, into the equation here. So always remember, we're available for a complimentary consultation. There's no cost or obligation. And we can see and have these casual conversations with you and find out what's going on in your life to see if, you know, we can help make sure that, you know, you're really doing the best you can in your own microeconomic, you know, circumstance there. Wouldn't you agree, Mike?
Absolutely.
So, folks, the number is 855-262-3722. That number is 855-262-3722. Pick up the phone, give a call, complimentary consultation. There's no cost or obligation. Happy to sit down and meet with you at one of our conveniently located offices, whether it's in Toms River on Route 37, in Clark on the corner of Raritan Road and Central Ave, which is right off of the Parkway, in Martinsville, which is right off of Route 22 on Chimney Rock Road, or in Parsippany, which is, you know, right off the 8046 Cherry Hill Road exit, Walsh Drive up there. So wherever it's one of those offices, you know, we can meet with you. Or we're old school, we make house calls, and we're new school, and we can set up for virtual appointments as well. Whatever's best for you. All right, we're going to hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. LPL Financial is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither LPL Financial nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.